Poverty is a big problem in the world. Many countries are suffering from this dilemma. Poverty is also growing more and more each year. There are many causes and effects of poverty around the world. Most underdeveloped economies lead to poverty, which many countries are suffering from the past and today. The causes of poverty include lack of available resources such as clothing and food. Other causes from underdeveloped economies. Underdeveloped economies lack of currency to support people who need their daily resources. The word poverty literally means poor and insecurity. The main reason poverty occurs is because there is no way they can support for their country or their people. There are also many ways to eliminate poverty. This includes providing funds for the need, making new shelters so they can provide with their needs, such as clothing and food. This graph shows how much of the people in different regions of the world are living in poverty. There are about 300 million African Americans living in poverty. This is about half of the country's population. The reason why poverty is so much in Africa is because most African nations suffer from military dictatorships, corruption, civil unrest, and war, and underdevelopment. There are many reasons why the poverty rate has become so large. One reason the poverty is that is due to less than 1% of the world spent every year on weapons that was needed to put on every child into school by year 2000, yet it didn't happen. Most countries feel that developing weapons to protect their country should be their primary objective. Before supporting the people, the cost of developing army and developing weapons is about $60 billion. Now you see why countries may be in debt. The Industrial Revolution was an event in history that contributed to poverty. This was a time when there was war. Advances in clothing, shelter, and machines. Machines were made that once back-breaking work easier for men to do. Machines also mass-produced items that so much could have products that would help their make their life easier. Farm machinery helped so much more produce could be grown and harvested. The improvements with transportation helped products and more people around. All these things and more have was supposed to help make their life easier, healthier, and more comfortable, which can lead to a longer life, which really led to were low wages and hard life. Modern advances are a good thing, but they can also have drawbacks. Too much of a good thing also has consequences. Overpopulation brings crowded cities, poverty, resource shortages, and pollution. We have to be aware of the fact advances like these bring, so we can try to prevent problems such as depleting our resources or destroying our war in an area which leads to poverty. Machines were made that once back-breaking work easier for men to do. Machines also mass-produced items that so much could have products that would help there. The trickle-down approach was installed by Reagan Bush Republican administrators within which that in giving the upper class a tax cut, the rich would have more money to force into an economy which would eventually reach the lower classes. An inventationist approach was an action taken by the federal government which required educating and employing the poor in order to help them get a job at career. Fortunately, these social problems have not been able to keep up with inflation, raising the constant source of material goods by the poor, created by the need to fit in middle and upper classes. An international market with many other countries is similarly an American capitalist system by reducing social benefits towards the poor and unemployed and minimizing government efforts to ensure job security. Poverty is being given an opportunity to decrease globally without an international plan. Places stress on building successful families, competent schools, and positive communities in which good jobs exist. Poverty is a matter that is affecting the whole world with this crisis. It is food shortages and underdeveloped nation, natural resources shortages in the developed countries of the United States, South Africa, and Latin America. Poverty in all the world's countries and more. But later, world that is destroying the world's atmosphere. We are with meaningless worries about population and depleting resources. One of the poverty percentage means that we won't be as much worry for depreciating the problem. We still need to develop more efficient and cleaner ways of living, but a small portion will buy us more time to do so. For developing countries, servicing can be underground and they might be able to get their economies going to the point that they could be contributors to the world. Due to individual and public influence that is based on poverty, the amount of poor people in the world has grown constantly. Even 5% should be fixed. Otherwise, poverty will continue to grow and create a serious threat to our general welfare. By realizing the upper class of the world has power to put an end to poverty almost immediately by education, which upstart, and the guaranteed annual income is systematic.